Welcome to High Plains History. I'm Cindy Talley. Today I'm back in the long-term care facility in Dighton, Kansas, chatting with Velma Wankura. You can hear overhead pages, carts going up and down the hall, voices in passing. All that fades when Velma starts sharing her memories. Her recollection of dates and events amazes me. I had planned for this segment to be about the dust storms until I realized the years leading up to that point are just as important. Velma is married to Ted. He's a farmer. She had stopped teaching, and then came the dry years. She returned to work.
Well, it was very difficult because wages were really low. But at that time then, well, we weren't having any rain either. Those were the dry years that started before the dust storms.
Yes.
And wheat was, I think it was about 25 cents a bushel.
Velma returned to teaching. They lived off her income. The next year didn't get any better. Velma is petite. Her manicured nails are painted a neutral color, not red, not brown, but sort of mauve. You can hear her adjust the microphone now and then. There is a backbone of steel inside that tiny frame.
In 1934, it was so dry that year, the people, farmers, they cut these Russian thistles while they were still green and stacked them, and the cattle would eat those. They weren't the best seed, but they were hilly.
Lack of moisture also meant there would be no wheat to harvest.
Well, by the time that the dust storm came, we were living 17 miles, no, 14 miles south and a mile and a half west of Dighton. We were the only family that lived in that area. And so we rented land from, well, we bought it on what they call a wheat payment plan from the Federal Land Company in Garden City. But you had to give, plant so much wheat, and then they got the biggest share of it applied on their land. But of course, we didn't raise any wheat, so we turned the land over back to them.
They may have lost their farm ground, but they still had 150 cows and were renting a good portion of pasture. 1934 brought another change in the lives of Velma and Ted. Their family was expanding. Velma stopped teaching.
And I taught 2 years at that school. But one thing, you didn't see any pregnant teachers, though. If you became pregnant, you gave up the school. That was all.
Imagine being in that spot. No rain, crops, pasture, or teaching income. You have 150 cows to feed, and soon you'll have a brand new little someone to care for. Velma continues the story next week. You can hear this episode and the rest of her stories by going to our website, hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.